Hello, this is Jerry.
And Des.
24 years later. Listening to that recording again has left my heart pounding. If you are anything like me, maybe your heart is pounding too. That was 1992. Now I want to speak to you about where we can go from here. As we described at the beginning of the recording, back in 1992, books and tapes were sold and had a good circulation. We took them into many speaking engagements, wherever readers and listeners invited us, all over North America. And most memorably, twice, right into the heart of where so much of the action in the story takes place, in Israel, where we taught leaders, mostly Israelis, but even some Arab leaders who invited us as honored guests into their village.
We visited the United Nations University for Peace in Costa Rica, and the home of Radio for Peace International, on the grounds of the university. Invited by Dr. Robert Mueller, former Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations and Chancellor of the university. The tapes you have just heard were broadcast 3 times a week by Radio for Peace International as a serial, broadcast into many countries. We stayed connected to our readers and listeners with the Visioneer newsletter, published 4 times a year with essays, poems, and stories. Some memorable issues are posted on our website.
But inevitably, our busy life took over. Des wrote 3 more books, our leadership activities continued apace, and our own visioneering project, the Institute for Ethical Leadership, was born and has had a lasting impact.
But, and here is the important point of this message, what we didn't have all those years ago to make the fantasy of the story a reality was what we have today, a global communications system accessible to billions of people around the world.
To bring the plans forward to the teen years of the 21st century, we would like to revisit some of the last words spoken on the recording you have just heard and show how the message can indeed bring us into the new phase, from fantasy to reality. Let's begin with Anne, when she says, "We have all been part of one great glorious dream for the future of the planet. Now I just know people will pick it up and make it real."
And Churchill adds his comments. "There are moments in the course of things which, if you pick them right, can make all the difference to what will follow. Now is one of those moments."
And to that we might add the words of Baba Satyananda as he returns to the visioneering room one last time.
"The world has been a hard and divided place. For one brief span of time, we have held it together as visioneers. The divine bright light which guided us on that course continues to shine forever to direct your way. Seek for it in your heart, and you will surely find it."
In the story, you, the listener, and the main actors, the mentors and Mark and Esther, are reluctant to say goodbye because you sense you are not at the end but are at the beginning of something wonderful. Esther captures that when she says, "Let's not say goodbye. We can remain as close as your nearest thought. After all, this isn't the end of anything. It's only the beginning of everything still to come."
And President Kennedy puts in his advice. "The world gets into trouble when people sit back and leave the visioning to someone else. You've shown them that there isn't anyone else, only all of us together. So you invented the idea of visioneering. Now the world can never let it go, because it's thought energy, and that never goes away, but whizzes around forever. We've given people something to think about, and think they will. And that's when they'll begin to make a difference."
And now, you, the listener, add the final words of the session. So let's not say goodbye. For visioneers and travelers of the heart, there's no such word. For all that's passed between us, and for whatever lies ahead, let us simply say, Amen.
The story concludes with the disappearance of the thinking room, the visioneering room, and the silver bridge. And these words from the book explain the significance of what has happened. The structures of your dreamscape have done their work, and a larger vision now unfolds. It moves in your thoughts, and surely if it there can find a passage, then likewise must it grow and spread across the mind ways of the planet. Its whispers touch the ears of those who listen deeply. Its vistas spread before the eyes of those who look awakened. Its promise reaches out to touch the hearts of those who know the purpose for their being.
Back in 1992, we had a sense of what we wanted to happen as a result of many people reading the book or listening to the tapes. But because of the limits of the communication technology of the day, we could not do what we can today. The ideas were sound and can now be brought forward again. We put suggestions on how to do this in an afterword to the book. It began with these words from me as the first reader and listener to the story. Dear fellow readers and listeners, if you are like me, you are full of awe at what you have just read and heard. The visioneers, their authenticity and truth, have entered deeply into your heart and mind. In most reading or listening experiences, you are left to wonder, what can I do about this? Well, I can tell you. The visioneers is a tract for action, for next steps, for what ifs. These are meant to be applied to your own life. The action steps are outlined below.
And we've put those action steps on the website under the tab Become a Visioneer. But I will summarize them for you here. To begin, make this download of the audio theater or your copy of the book a special personal treasure. Use the recording of the visioneers in your daily life. Listen to it many times. Discuss it with others. Become a visioneer and spread the word. Use the power of the internet and all of the social media platforms now available to build inspiration to change the world by spreading the word into your networks. Go to the website where you can share this experience with your friends, your family, your network, both as an opportunity for themselves or as a gift that you want to give them. Get a copy of the book through the website. If we run out of copies of the original printing, we will reissue it. Connect to the network both locally and internationally to become a member of the community of visioneers online and locally, where initiatives to meet can take off. And lastly, tell your stories by audio, video, or in writing about visioneering projects, both ongoing and new initiatives to inspire others. We will be looking for ways to put your stories on the website.
Our task is to build momentum. If each listener to this recording does even a few of these things, within a very short period of time, there can be thousands, even millions of people worldwide calling themselves visioneers. We will put the combined efforts of people acting for good into the mainstream of world attention and move the focus away from the very bad news that currently dominates.
Most important of all, now that you've heard the story yourself, send a message out into your networks to tell others how they too can listen and become involved by, first of all, downloading the story from the website.
Remember the words of world-renowned anthropologist Margaret Mead. never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has. Every dream, no matter how extraordinary, started in the mind of a single human being.
To conclude, I'm going to ask Jerry to read her short poem, Create the Future, which we included as a last word in the book.
In our times, when a powerful person engages another to catch the whole dream, the two have enormous power. And when these two engage the mind of only a few others, they can and will together create the future.
So, together, we can create the future. Your task is to spread the word into your networks. Give others the opportunity to hear the story you have heard and become part of the Visioneers Network that can change the world for good. And with that, this is Des.
And Jerry.
Signing off one more time for
The Visioneers.